if you're a kind of person who conflates criticism with bigotry, then obviously this is not for you. You have no right to any kind of argument. You have no right to participate in debate if you cannot separate bigotry from criticism. And this is, I feel, in Western societies, I feel certainly in the Anglosphere and the and Europe, which is should encompass most of what I define as Western society. And if there is a tendency, and it's a truly infuriating one, to conflate criticism with bigotry. And I know I'm repeating myself a bit, but it's such a serious issue. And the problem with that is it hinders debate, it hinders progress, and it's a tactic by extremists and ideologues and anti-thinkers. It's part of their authoritarian worldview of imposing their political agenda on the rest of the world or the rest of society where they reside, that they and it's also indicative of the sinister way that they have managed to dominate a lot of thinking, especially within the domain of academia. And it's undoubtedly part of the ivory tower syndrome, but it goes beyond that as well, because it's also these, it's got to the stage now where people are you've heard of the thought police, but I mean people are actually policing themselves. So it's thought police in two senses of the word. It's thought police in the sense of people's thoughts being policed from such, if they express their thoughts and opinions, and debate being shut down, free speech being shut down. But it's also the issue that people are, when they have such thoughts, they daren't speak them, they daren't express their opinion, because thoughts pop in their head, police like thoughts pop in their head that they mustn't say that, it's taboo, or they will be criticised. And rather alarmingly now, the draconian laws that actually arrest and imprison people for expressing their thoughts and opinions. And I'm not talking about despotic fascist regimes. I'm not talking about places like North Korea. I'm actually talking about in so-called progressive civilized societies such as Britain and Australia, which have terribly draconian laws which are absolutely anti-free speech. Those laws have come about from people who have who are essentially on the left, the liberal left, who feel that minorities and they perceive certain victims of society, and they believe those people should be protected